Happy Office Day Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jervy Scott Mitchell, coming to you live. See that? It didn't change. See, I got to get this set correct. And figure it out. Got a new phone. This is my first time shooting. Live on Memorex, default route, default location. Preparing to go into the Metropolitan. And then debark to a undisclosed location. So it's kind of an exciting day. And I'm using my new phone. And I guess I got to set the parameters correctly. Because as you can see, it's not doing... The light isn't happening the way I would like it. See how I shoot in the background and stay in dark. And if I tap here, I bet it'll change. It'll light me up. I think. Okay, it didn't. All right. So it's locked. Anyway, wonder if I can unlock it. Should I try? Should I even try? Let's try it. I'm going to pause it and see if I can unlock it. Hold on. Well, it looks like once you start it, you can't stop. Once you get started. So you just have to see me in the dark for a little while until light shines on my face. And it looks like it's still focusing between me and the background. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Happy with the phone. I didn't know how bad my old phone was until I got this new one. Oh my goodness. Major difference. Major difference. And that didn't look too bad right here, but see how it got dark? See? Major difference in performance. Over the years, or months or whatever, I just got used to the slower, weirder performance of my phone. And it kind of gradually keeps up on you until you stop and realize, whoa. You get a new one, and you start touching and clicking, and you see the responses so much better. My God, and more immediate and more tight and just everything. Yeah, that phone was dying. It was slowly deteriorating over time. Even though I reset it, you know, wiped it and set it to factory defaults, it still was a little glitchy and catchy. And I gotta fix that. Yeah, I'll fix that later. Anyway, I wonder if I turn it the other way. Does that do? Is it better for you just to watch, to look that way, than to see me being all dark or whatever? Probably doesn't matter. It's all about the commentary anyway, ain't it? More than likely, what's going down in history are my words. My words and thoughts. That's why I shoot this stuff in such low video quality. And now probably not even the highest audio quality. This is about the content and not the quality or whatever. Did I say that right? I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm happy with the phone. I'll get it together. You know, I'll get it to be where it needs to be. And what I probably really could do, you know, what I probably want to do is to make sure it's ready to go when I'm downtown L.A. And to get some, because you know I love shooting down there. So much to shoot, stuff going on. I love the Metropolitan, you know that. So, to drive in, pay $20 to park, walk through Pershing Square, do my 7.5 hours. Or so. Get my work done. Then embark. Debark. So I'm ready and excited for that. Feel good. Woke up. Mr. Scale told me 203.8 this morning, which is a pound higher than yesterday, which because I got up in the middle of the night, about midnight or 1 o'clock. Hit them cold ribs, a few bites, more than just a few bites of them cold ribs. Then I got some brownies. I got two brownies as the Kool-Aid went to bed. Them brownies were so good, I had to go get some more. I had to hit them again. Ah, let me make this shit. Yeah. I had to hit them again, they were so good. So I ended up eating four. Laying in the bed, eating four of them. Knowing damn well, I didn't care. It was so good and so rewarding. I wasn't even worried about the consequence of the circumstance. I didn't care. It was good. I was like, I gotta put something on the phone, you know, laying there. Oh, it was so good. And I guess you could say to only be up 1 pound, it's not so bad. But combine that with what I got coming up for the next week, I don't want to give it back. I wish I could. I'll play with it later. Or maybe it's because I got it. No, that's too bright. See, look at that. That background is way too bright. See, exposure's too high. And then when I get in the dark, I'm too dark and the back comes into focus. Either way, you see. I'm pretty sure you see. But it feels good. Not sure if I'm gonna get a case for this. I might be highly consciously aware to never put my phone in the pocket with my keys. I always put my phone in the pocket where there's nothing, so it's not scratching up against anything or anything. And it's already like, you know, one of these super titanium cases, alligator glass, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was, you know, it'll protect to a degree, but if I smart and just don't stick it in there with my keys or throw it around, do that, do this, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Yep, pretty much ran out of material. Pretty much have run out of material, which is impossible, and I'm just saying that. Lately, I've been reading up or audiobooking the history of philosophy. Socrates comes up. Plato, Aristotle, the schools of thought, and I'm starting to realize the impact and how pretty much how quote unquote good they were. They, you know, for that to be what, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, you know, they hit on some stuff. They hit on some stuff that has lasted. You know, I mean, if you hit at the core of the understanding, it's going to last. And I think pretty much all of them got killed. All of them died because of their beliefs in the end. But, you know, just the way the whole Western civilization evolved philosophically. It's a good listen. It's a good listen. Also, Malcolm X, the autobiography of Malcolm X, as narrated by Lawrence Fishburne, is really good too. But it's a whole different kind of vibe. I like my audiobooks. And yesterday, when I was doing my new phone, another offer came up. 3 months, 99 cents a month. The reason you do that is you get a credit every month and then you cancel. That's what I do. All right, I set a reminder to cancel Audible in 3 months. I'll get my 3 credits, get 3 books, add to my collection, and I cancel. I'll be good. I still got to catch up on the books I got. So as I accumulate them more and more, you know, it's nice. And then it's funny, it gets down to where I got to use them. And all of a sudden I got to hurry up and make a decision. And it's like pressure on me to, oh, I got to use this credit by blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, it gets in your head and becomes bigger than what it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where we're at. That is where we are. Kinda. Feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Yesterday I got on a scale after my walk. I was down to 200 something. So, you know, like last night, you know, as I said, I let myself go and, you know, I'm gonna pay for it. And it's not so bad, I guess, if you really think about it. It's probably not so bad. It's probably not as bad. Was it worth it? Was it worth that good feeling I got yesterday, last night? I think it was. I think it very probably was. So we got embark, debark, embark. I'm gonna be away from the sanctuary for some time. You know, I'm gonna be out of my super comfort zone. I can't even call it a comfort zone. It's beyond a comfort zone. It's way beyond a comfort zone. That space that I've built for myself. See, that looks good right there, don't it? Yeah, because I'm not in the dark. Since I get in the dark, you won't be able to see me. Because the light is, but it was, remember how bright it was before? Maybe it's changing. Maybe it's changing. Does it matter? Am I just wasting bites? Megabytes here? Am I just wasting megabytes? Because I got these things set to where they don't quite take up a gigabyte. I got the resolution set so low. Then you look on TV, it don't look that horrible. It doesn't look that horrible when I'm watching on a, not a super big screen, maybe a 50 inch. If I got a 50 inch, I'm not sure. When I watch it on that, it's not so bad. Considering how low I have the resolution set. Got the resolution set just a little bit bigger than 3GP. Remember 3GP? The phones from a long time ago, we used to get that. When video first came out on phones, we thought we was doing something. Ooh, we pioneered that, didn't we? That was us. When flip phones had video, we should shoot video. Now we was doing something. Now, you got phones, you can shoot theater quality movies on them. And have the bandwidth and storage capacity affordable that can handle it. Affordable is important. Affordability is the key here. But anyway, we'll figure it out. See, I'll clean up. But I look clear and sharp, I'll tell you that now. I think I do look really clear and sharp in the right light. Now watch when I walk out from under these shadows. We'll see what happens to the background and maybe where the focus is. Maybe it's just focusing on me and blurring the background. I don't want it to do that, even though I'll probably get a fantastic, wonderful shot at me. Now watch, here we go. Let me come out to the sun. See what happens. See? I get lit up in the back, kind of. See how the back is changing? Yeah. We'll get it figured. It's a setting. It's a setting. I think I've seen it before. Not sure if I've seen it in this app or the other phone. Or other app, or my OBS, or what. Now watch, this is really gonna look whacked out with the sun behind me. Yeah. Man, I could flip it. I mean, when I got this thing, boy, when I got this app, I was so happy to find this app. Because my app, the app that I've been using, didn't make the Android OS upgrade. So I had to go out and find one. And I said, there's got to be one out there. I just got to be a little bit more patient. There's got to be something out there to suit my need. And I found it. It's called Filmit. I used it. I loved it so much. I think the first day I went ahead and paid $15. To get a subscription. I was like, I want it. Been using it ever since. Very happy with it. And so I gotta go to the next one. So I'm gonna ride this dog until I gotta go to the next. It's called Filmit, F-I-L-M-I-T, the capital I-T, Android. See, I can put my little Jeffy TV logo down there. I can display images. There's a little bit of flexibility. I can take pictures while I'm shooting video. I can flip it back and forth while I'm recording. So, there's some stuff. I can adjust the video quality from low to high. Like if I'm in Youngstown in New York or someplace where I want to get a better, higher resolution video for posterity. Because if I'm walking around Tokyo or someplace and I'm shooting, you know, things around me, scenery and all that, and talking, you don't want to have that in a higher quality. You can take screenshots from that stuff. Plus it's a good record, you know. So, as the story goes, I should check and see what time it is, because I'm going into the Metropolitan today. I'm on a somewhat tighter time thing, but got up an hour earlier, so if I do 100 minutes roughly from the time I left at 8:15, should get back at about 9:45. I like to leave at 10:30, so it's gonna be close considering how much I gotta do. Gotta do, you know, a little extra getting out the door today. But I'll be energized and ready for it. Then when I get in that car everything all packed up, set up, get on that freeway. It's relaxing. Some people might find that hard to believe, but once you get everything set and you get in the car, you start making your way, it's like, all right, you're in the car now. Everything is set, just matter just driving. And you know, once you get used to driving in Los Angeles on these freeways over the years, you know, you can almost do it on autopilot. I ain't gonna say almost autopilot. You can relax enough. You learn how to sit in traffic. You learn how to get in a comfortable lane and just chill and do all that. Hey. You see that? If he could have did it, I could have done it, huh? Now watch, I'm gonna flip it, it's gonna look terrible. No, this doesn't look so high. Of course. See, I have if I walk in the shade. Of course. Isn't it always that way? Anyway, I got nothing. Well, that's true. That's a gross overstatement to the point that it's so incorrect that it's probably a lie. Me have nothing. Oh, you covering up my microphone? Is you covering it up? Is that better? I do it like that. It's gonna fall back under there anyway. Yeah. So, the first video I'm shooting with this is probably gonna be terrible, which is okay. Cause I didn't really say nothing anyway. And now I'm not really saying anything else either. So I should stop. And I think that I shall. In fact, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.